This is State House Week, a look back at events in the South Carolina Legislature. I'm Russ McKinney, South Carolina ETV Radio. Next year's state budget is now the focus of the House. The Ways and Means Committee, where all state tax and revenue matters must originate, is writing the $7 billion appropriations bill. In the years since the recession began in 2008, the state operating budget has been reduced by hundreds of millions of dollars. But now, with the economy growing, state tax revenues are up, and agencies are hoping to see some of their funding restored. State Superintendent of Education Molly Spearman says that K-12 schools alone need $500 to $600 million to be fully funded. This year, she's asking the General Assembly to try and make up $100 million of that deficit. Spearman believes last year's Supreme Court ruling, which said the state isn't funding schools adequately, will help her request.
But I think the court decision has brought it to the table and is forcing us in a conversation where some may not have wanted to come to the table. But I really haven't seen that so much. I think everybody understands it, that this needs to be done.
County and municipal governments are also millions of dollars behind in their promised funding from the state. This year, the House is implementing a new formula that ties local government funding directly to the ups and downs of the state budget. Last week, a Ways and Means subcommittee voted to close for 2 years the state's public historically black university, SC State, citing concerns about the college's financial condition. This week, the full committee unanimously voted to keep the university open, but its governing board will be removed and management temporarily moved to the State Budget and Control Board. Committee member James Merrill of Berkeley County.
When it is solvent, the General Assembly will reconstitute the Board of Trustees and hopefully will proceed with a successful South Carolina State University, one that we can all rally behind and be very, very proud of.
The budget language dealing with SC State must still be approved by the full House and Senate. The House this week unanimously passed a bill to ensure that meeting agendas for all public bodies must be announced at least 24 hours ahead of time. Beaufort County Representative Weston Newton explained the action was needed after the Supreme Court ruled that current FOIA laws actually didn't cover town councils and local school boards.
Without getting into the specifics of the case, it essentially said FOIA didn't clearly and expressly provide that agendas were required. We've now drafted a bill that says agendas are required. And we went so far as to say, not only are they required, if you change them, you got to give 24 hours notice. And after the meeting starts, here's this additional obstacle and threshold that must be overcome to take up the matter.
The Senate this week began the confirmation process for Eleanor Kitzman as the state's new health and environmental chief. Some senators have indicated they have concerns about Kitzman's political past. She formerly served as state insurance commissioner during the Sanford administration. Kitzman, a political ally of Governor Nikki Haley, is already working at DHEC in another capacity. She's having to allay concerns that she was skirting her confirmation process. Both the House and Senate are continuing to look for ways to pay for billions of dollars of needed road repairs. But in the meantime, Governor Haley announced on Wednesday that three of her cabinet agencies will be stepping up their efforts to remove litter from state roads. The Departments of Public Safety, Transportation, and Corrections, using prison inmates, will be coordinating efforts to clean up the roads and highways. State House Week, a production of South Carolina ETV Radio. I'm Russ McKinney. Join me again next Friday for a look at events of the South Carolina Legislature.